Hey everyone, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about how to keep your customers up to date on your product or give them product updates, depending on how you want to look at it.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Right? We want you to do your best.
Yeah. We just talked about this example where one of the most painful things that can happen is when a customer cancels the subscription to your product and tells you that the reason they're canceling is that they can't do something in your product. Your product is lacking some feature. And you know that you maybe just a month ago, 2 months ago, sometime recently, you added that feature. They now can do this, but they were never made aware of it. You failed at educating the customer that your product has continually improved, that you've added features and functionalities and capabilities to it. And because of that, you failed the customer. The customer has left or is leaving. And it's one of those things where as I said in the prior episode where we touched on this, you as a founder, I want to go in front of a mirror and punch myself in the face because I want to see myself feeling the pain, not just feel it. It's super painful. And so, and it is a big topic. This is relevant to us. So Close.io, we've been doing a piss poor job at this, like educating and letting our users and our customers know of the product changes and improvements. And we've been having some engaged debates on how to do a better job and all the options that are available, how to do this well. So this is super timely. And this in a world where more and more people are customers of more and more products, especially online products and SaaS products, and these products are moving at a faster and faster pace, I feel it's tough as a customer to be completely up to date and educated on everything that's going on in the product. And it's a challenge for the company to do a good job of educating you. So let's talk about that. Let's unpack it and see what are good ways to do this, bad ways to do this, and everything in between.
Yeah, I love this. Okay, I'm going to start with one of my pet peeves, and I'm going to pick on a couple products for it because fuck. I oftentimes, obviously, I use a lot of SaaS, partly research for my own SaaS, partly like, I actually use a lot of SaaS, just like many folks out there, because there's a lot of freaking SaaS out there. So, my pet peeve is this. Some of the tools that are out there, and I will mention them because Intercom, as well as AppQues, as well as other tools. And I love those companies.